Welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, episode 18. I am here with a great lady of the American Musical Theater. She's doing a very funny face right now. Marin Mazey. Hey, do we say your name right?
You said it completely perfectly.
Marin Mazey.
Yes, not Marin Mazey.
Marin, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
You are such a you really are a great lady of the theater.
Oh,
and it's so
goodness.
Funny because I met you and you were a little girl
yes,
of the theater.
Yes, a girl of the theater.
And now you're such a total leading lady.
Oh,
and you,
wow.
I feel like you must make every short list whenever anyone's doing like a musical with a great lady, leading lady role. You must be on the list.
Get called up.
So Marin and I met, I think it was probably 1988.
It was 1988.
Because that was when Marin came into the woods.
Into the woods.
Where I was already understudying.
Yes.
And Marin, you were an understudy for a short time.
Yes, I came in covering Rapunzel, Cinderella, and the Witch, and then took over for the Rapunzel and remained the cover for the Witch and Cinderella.
Yes, now I got to see Marin play all these roles,
all
including stepsisters, I think.
No, I never did a stepsister.
I don't know about that. I feel like, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure I never did a stepsister.
I'm going to look through my pictures. I think I have a picture of you dressed up as a stepsister.
The one week that I really do remember is the week that I played all three of them.
That's hysterical.
Yes, that I will never forget. Like, I did like a couple of Rapunzels and like three witches and a few Cinderellas.
Well, doesn't that say everything about the virtuosity of Marin Mazey?
Well.
And how old, you were probably like, you know, 20
I was
something.
Young.
She was in her early 20s and she was just knocking out roles as diverse as Rapunzel, Cinderella, and the Witch.
There you go.
With incredible ease and
so
virtuosity.
So. Wow. You were wonderful. Well, you were a great Rapunzel's prince, but you were such a good Jack.
Thank you.
So good. It was so fun when you went on.
Oh, thanks. I loved playing that part.
You
I had
so
a very,
good in that part.
Very unique.
Yes, you
take
did,
on
and it.
It
was very funny.
Thank you. So here we are today, and now you're like I said, a grande dame.
Oh,
we've enjoyed you on Broadway. I mean, just on Broadway alone. And let's see if I can do this. I'm going to try and do this in order.
Okay.
Big River, right?
Right.
Into the Woods.
Yes.
Passion.
Yes.
Ragtime?
Yes.
Kiss Me, Kate?
Yes.
Man of La Mancha?
Yes. There you go.
The End?
The End.
Okay. And of course, a million things in between. Like, you just did Kismet at City
Kismet
Center.
City Center, yes.
And and on the 20th Century, which I missed.
Right.
But that was a benefit for the Actors Fund.
For the Actors Fund, yes.
Yes,
that
people
was great
said
fun.
You were completely genius in that.
Well, it's a great part. It was great fun.
Yeah.
It was good. Doug Sills and I, that was really fun.
Great pair.
We had a good time.
You
yes.
get some great leading men.
I do have good leading men. Yes.
Not to mention.
And my husband is my best
right.
leading man.
And they have a beautiful CD.
Yes, we do.
With a cute name.
Called Opposite You.
And a really cute website.
It's a good website, marinandjason.com.
Yeah,
yes.
You have to check
it's
it out
very
to see
good
the,
website.
The animation when you go onto the website. I love it.
I feel like we're doing the animation right now, the way we're standing
That's right.
at the mic
you
right
and
now.
I. So Marin's going to sing a song today.
I love this song.
Oh, thank you. This song is actually in the songbook. It's not a bonus episode. This is a real, real episode.
Woohoo!
And the song is called Walking the Wrong Way, and it has lyrics by Libby Sains and music by me. And this song was written just as a self-contained, I guess you would say, cabaret song.
Right.
Or just a self-contained song. It tells its story in and of itself, and it requires no setup.
It's a great song.
So, you ready to sing it?
I am.
All right, this is Marin Mazey singing Walking the Wrong Way.
At 18, I was his wife, the only man I'd ever known in my life, until you. And he'll be hurt. And you're so young, and this is wrong. How do I get back to the world where I belong? I'm walking. street. I just can't seem to turn myself around. The wrong way down a strange and unfamiliar street. And I just can't seem to turn myself around. Once all my days were simple and straight, Monday to Sunday seamlessly flowing. For the laundry days, dinner's ready days. When did love stop growing? Now I hurry to the corner where I know we'll meet. I see you and my heart begins to pound. Yes, I'm walking the wrong way down a one-way street. And I just can't seem to turn myself around. So many years in an endless parade, there for the laughing and there for the crying, milk and cookie years, bedtime story years. When did love start dying? Oh, but you bring me music and the sound is sweet. I see rainbows in the puddles on the ground. I'm walking the wrong way down a one-way street, and I just can't seem to turn myself around. Soon you'll be moving away from my arms. Younger lips will kiss you, younger arms enfold you. Spring and summer love, ever after love, that love will. Down a one-way street. I know I'm lost, but I hope I won't be fooled. Walking the wrong way down a one-way street, and I just can't seem to turn. Just can't seem to turn. Just don't want to turn myself
around. Marin, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Jeff. I love that song. It's such a groovy, like, it's really emotional. I love the arc of it. It really is a fun song to sing, and I love the range of it.
Yeah, well,
both
that's
emotionally and vocally.
I feel like that's one of your trademarks. You know, your voice just does everything anyone asks it to
Thank
do.
Thank you.
Not only that, but you know what else I love about you? And this really came across, obviously, in Kiss Me, Kate. But I think you've really been indulging the side of you, like in those concerts. But you're such a great comedian.
Oh, thank you.
And it's not like I knew how funny you were,
right.
Like, but it's maybe that was the first time you really got to bring that on stage.
I think it is. I think it's the first time people really got to see that side of me, because I'd done more serious work before that. And so, you know, it's always a surprise that, oh my God, she's funny too.
Yeah, but it's so great how you can turn on a dime too.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, my God. Thanks for, you know, for doing this sort of serious song, but so, so beautifully and sensitively.
It's a beautiful song.
Talk to me about what's coming up in the life of
Maisie. Well, my husband, Jason Danieli, my darling husband, we have some concerts coming up. We're going to be with the Boston Pops in June.
Nice.
Yes, which will be fun, just the two of us. So we've sung with them individually, but we've never sung with them together, so we're excited to be there.
What kind of stuff do you do in a concert like that?
Well, this concert is focusing on Oscar songs and Tony songs.
Could it be a little more specific?
It could be, yes. Could it be a little more right up the alley of us? So,
right.
I'm doing, you know, Back to Before and So in Love, and Jason's actually going to sing The Sound of Music, which I can't wait to hear a man sing The Sound of Music, which should be interesting.
That's sweet.
And a bunch of other things, too. So that'll be fun. And then I'm going to Rome to sing at a music festival in June also, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, what's that? Do you know the name of the festival?
It's the Rome Chamber Music Festival. And this violinist, Robert McDuffie, started it about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly going to be classical music, but then they're bringing in myself. Joe Falcon's going to go and be my accompanist.
Right.
And we're doing like a little section of that he wanted Bernstein Sondheim, so that's, and doing Dividing Day Adam Gettle song.
Nice.
And one of Joe Thalkin's songs.
Is it Time?
No, I'm not doing Time. I'm doing
just for the record, people.
I know it's
Time,
a fantastic song.
The Joe Thalkin and Barry Kleinberg wrote for the show is like one of the most perfect songs ever written.
Yeah,
in the
it's
world.
A great song. I'm actually doing a song from Harold and Maude, which he wrote with Tom Jones,
right?
Called The Chance to Sing, which is very pretty. And it's because when you're thinking about going to Rome and singing for people who most likely. A lot of Italians speak English, but I mean, singing in English, we wanted to keep it, I don't know, as simple, you know, as possible, I guess. So it's a little simpler lyric than Time.
Right.
Was, whatever.
Was. Nice. How long will you be in Italy?
A week.
Is Jason going to come over
he
and have a vacation?
He can't because I believe, I can't talk about
why. He's in negotiations
maybe. For something.
Yes, we have to be very, very hush-hush.
He won't probably be able to be there, but that's okay. Well, no, it's not, but I'll survive without him in Rome.
Oh, I bet you will. I saw Line the Piazza.
There you go. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So what else do you want
to talk about? I mean, our CD, I just want to promote that because
CD. Tell me about the selections.
Well,
Marin and Jason and I, the three of us actually, did a concert in Chicago
last fall. That was fun.
That was really fun. And Liz Calloway was there. We talked about it when Liz was
on
the podcast.
She was so great.
And Marin and Jason did that adorable medley.
Yes.
Is that on the CD?
It is not.
Oh.
Because... that's in our act. I mean, it's from our act Opposite You. And the reason we didn't put that on the CD, it's literally like 12 minutes long of every duet you think we're going to sing that David Loud put together, which is so amazing. But we figured it's something that you really need to see as well as hear that it wouldn't translate to the CD. So it is not on the CD.
Okay.
But there are some other wonderful things, including a fantastic Sondheim suite that actually Joe Thalkin orchestrated that is on the CD that is fantastic. And some... some great Harold Arlen things and Fats Waller, and then we've got some kooky things like Abba Dabba Honeymoon and this crazy song called Nellie the Nudist Queen.
What did you just call me?
Hey. and it's fun. It's good. It's a good CD. And Opposite You is a song that Lynn Ahrens and Steve Flaherty wrote.
Oh, it
actually
is?
Actually from The Glorious Ones, which is the very first musical they wrote together, but it's never had a production, and it's going to have a production next spring in Pittsburgh, in Steve's hometown.
Wow.
Yes, so.
At CLO?
No, not at CLO. At Pittsburgh, what is it? Pittsburgh Civic?
City Theater?
It's the one that Ted Pappas runs, I believe. I think
Public?
That's... I think it's the Pittsburgh Public.
Oh,
that could be.
I don't know my Pittsburgh.
I don't know my Pittsburgh theaters.
I guess I don't either.
So, except the CLO.
Have you ever worked there?
I have.
What did you do
there? I did South Pacific there. a number of that Robbie Marshall directed.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Back in the days when Robbie Marshall was directing.
Exactly, when he was at Pittsburgh Civic Light Opera. So that was a while ago.
Wow. I did, yeah. I did, actually, right after I left Into the Woods, I did a few shows there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so it was fun.
That one, it is fun. That 1 week rehearsal, and that's always fun. It's like summer stock. That's how I grew
it
up
is,
anyway, doing summer stock.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's good.
That's right. You were a big Augusta.
I was the Augusta Barn, the Augusta, Michigan, the Barn Theater.
I remember you. Oh, because that's where you know Scott Burkell
where
from,
I know
right?
Scott Burkell, and where I know Jonathan Larson. Actually, we were all apprentices together.
Oh, I didn't realize he was a...
He was a Barney, and we had a little act when we all moved to the city in like 1983 and 1984. We did a little act together.
Cute.
Yes, the three of us, called Jay Glitz. So, yeah.
Where did that name come from?
The name came from the barn. It was Joan Glitz. I was Joan Glitz. It was an alter ego that I had taken on during the summer. And, oh, it's so crazy. So, but we were Jay Glitz.
That's hysterical. Did Jonathan write stuff?
Jonathan wrote stuff and Scott wrote stuff. It was actually before Scott really wrote, although he and Jonathan wrote one song together.
Hmm.
He wrote the lyrics and John wrote the music to a song. But it was really before Scott. It was more when Scott was still acting. But but it was fun. And John, we did a lot of stuff that John wrote and some crazy things.
When are you going to start writing?
I don't know. I don't think I can. I want to produce.
That's
what I think I'd be good at. I wouldn't be a good director. I'm too mean.
You're so not mean.
I'd be like, why did you do that? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be mean. But I think producing would be a good thing for me to do. Because I'm really good. I can see things and talk about them, but I don't know that I could, and I could talk about fixing them. I don't know that I could fix them, you know, as a director and all that.
You can spot them.
I can spot them. I'm also very good at organizing and all of that sort of that sort of other side of
yeah.
it.
Well, you can follow in the footsteps of our Into the Woods colleague,
there,
Lauren Mitchell.
There you go, yes.
Yeah, she's had a nice producing career.
She has had a good producing career. Yes.
She's having, I should say.
Yes, this is true. It's still going on.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's fun hanging out with you.
It is fun.
I'm going to do that concert in Chicago again.
I know.
That was a blast.
I think we should.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's it for episode 18, and... this is Marin and Jeff saying bye.
Goodbye.